Last week on the pastor's study, we looked at some spiritual motives for giving. Today, I want us to look at some carnal motives for giving. We're going to begin in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 9, in verse number 7. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, and verse 7. The Word of God has this to say. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. There are certainly some very spiritual motives for giving, as we saw in the prior broadcast. These include love, willingness, affection, obedience, joy, liberality, and security. But my dear listeners, oftentimes we find that giving is carnally motivated. We want to examine the scripture today regarding these carnal motives for giving in an effort to help you and I identify them in our lives. If they are there, amen. Carnal motives for giving are usually governed by expedience and limited to temporality. They are nevertheless pragmatic, and so men continue to use them and respond to them. Let's get into our lesson. Carnal motives for giving include necessity. We read in our opening verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. We read, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. Those who have needs are usually children or friends. Giving just because the need exists without considering the Lord's will, amen. Sometimes you should give, and sometimes you shouldn't give. You shouldn't give when people need to learn from hardship. You see, you can create independence, or dependence, rather. You shouldn't give to lazy people and to freeloaders. As 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, you will begrudge them, see? Prayer, time, and understanding usually help you to decide when to give and when not to give. Giving scripturally to meet a need is not carnal. In Proverbs chapter 3, in verses 27 to 28, the Word of God has this to say, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Amen. And then in 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, the Word of God has this to say. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen. That's what the Lord directs us to do. Amen. Now, so we see the first carnal motive for giving includes necessity. Another one is guilt. Let's turn to Acts chapter 3, in verses 1 through 5. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. The Word of God tells us, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them." Now, this isn't the best example, because this poor fellow in Acts 3 had no means of support since he was born lame. Nevertheless, people often give in these cases to ease their conscience. Beggars and solicitors use this motive to get you to give. You see, they make you feel bad because you have more than they pretend to have. By giving, you ensure that others will have to deal with their haranguing. Amen? So we see then two carnal motives for giving include necessity and guilt. Another one is fear. Fear. Now, let's turn to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 12 in verses 17 and 18. Let's see what the Word of God has to say there. "Then Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath and took it. And Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Jehoash, king of Judah, took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, his fathers, king of Judah, had dedicated in his hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of the Lord, in the king's house, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and he went away from Jerusalem." So we see here, Hazael, king of Syria, sent his face to go up to Jerusalem, and Joash gave him the treasures of the house of the Lord. And Hazael went away from Jerusalem. You see, many people give only because they're afraid to say no. They fear the consequences. Amen? Many drugged, addicted children keep their parents in fear of, if you don't give me what I want, something bad is going to happen. And the something bad is a threat to either do them harm or to do himself harm. So we see then fear keeps them in your loop of giving enough, even though you know that giving to them isn't the right thing to do. So we see that fear can be a carnal motive for giving. Now, another carnal motive is recognition. Recognition. And Jesus dealt with this in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. We read this. "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Now, universities and charities use this kind of incentive to garner big donors. But when you give for recognition, you have your reward down here, do you not? Amen? That's a carnal motive for giving. Amen. It's not a spiritual motive to be recognized. That's what Jesus called these people, hypocrites. A hypocrite is someone who pretends to be someone they're not. You know, to get the attention, the recognition. Look at how great I am. How spiritual I am. How kind I am. How charitable I am. See, the problem with that is, who's getting the glory? God's not getting the glory. The individual giving is getting the glory. And Jesus clearly tells us that shouldn't be a motive, amen, to be seen of other men when you give, to be recognized, to bring glory to yourself. But to give in secret, anonymously. Amen. And if you do that, you give in secret, God is going to bless you openly. Amen. So you've got to really, we saw last week, spiritual motives for giving. Now we're looking at carnal motives for giving. Amen. So you have to be very careful. And you've got to ask yourself, why am I giving? What's my motivation? We're told also, remember, when we appear as Christians at the judgment seat of Christ, what we do after we're saved, amen, is going to be judged upon by what sort it is. In other words, what's the motivation for doing something? Is it to bring honor and glory to God, to Jesus, or is it to bring honor and glory to ourselves? If it's to bring honor and glory to ourselves, then that thing is wood, hay, and stubble, amen? It'll be burnt up when it's tried. But if the motivation is to bring glory to God, amen, then it will remain. Silver, gold, and precious stones, amen? It won't be burned up. So ask yourself, why am I giving? Is it to be recognized? Amen? Is it out of necessity? Is it out of guilt? Is it out of fear? All of these are clearly carnal motives for giving. And you're in the flesh when you're doing that. If you're yielded to the Spirit, amen, you're yielded to the Holy Spirit and not your sinful flesh, then your motives, be it in giving or whatever you do for God, is going to be spiritual. Amen. Let's look at another carnal motive for giving. Influence. Influence. Notice what it says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 23. The Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 23 says this: "A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment." Good example of that is political contributions. Amen. This is an unfair advantage that one voter hopes to gain over other voters because of his contribution. Amen. The problem with this kind of giving is that it destroys the country. Looking in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 4. Proverbs 29, verse 4, the word of God says this: "The king by judgment establishes the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it." Amen. It's like a bribe. Amen. We see the lobbyists who lobby Congress, and they give all kinds of money and gifts and different things to congressmen to get them to vote a certain way on a law before them that the Congress is going to vote on, so that it will profit them. It will put more money in their pockets. So that motive of giving is not for the good of the country. It's for the good of that individual company. Amen. Again, if the motive in giving is for influence, amen, and you may be given in a church a large sum of money to think you're going to have some authority or control over the pastor or how things are run, God's not going to like that. Amen. He hates that motivation for giving. Now, so we see again, just as there's spiritual motives for giving, there are carnal motives for giving. Are there not? Necessity, giving out of necessity. And of course, in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, the Word of God says we shouldn't give out of necessity. That's a carnal motive. Guilt. Amen. You're giving out of guilt to ease your conscience. That should not be your motivation. You know, believe it or not, you need to pray about everything. And if someone's in need, you may not want to give to that person if God doesn't direct you to. And you shouldn't be given out of guilt to ease your conscience or out of fear. Or out of the need to be recognized, or as we just saw, to influence someone, amen, or like something, or like Congress, or like church authority, trying to get, well, the pastor will let me slide in certain things if I give a big amount to the church, and so forth and so on. Then another carnal motive for giving that we want to look at is faithlessness. Faithlessness. Now let's turn to 2 Chronicles. We want to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and look at verses 2 through 7. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 2 to 7. The Word of God has this to say: "Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abelman, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa, the king, took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, in the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building. And he built therewith Geber and Mizpah. And at that time, Hananiah the seer came to ask the king of Judah and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Faithlessness is another carnal motive for giving. Other words, giving to someone you think that can help you in a situation where you don't have the faith to rely upon God. In other words, by your gift, you are demonstrating that you trust the person or entity to whom you gave more than you trust the Lord. And we saw in the Old Testament, as you read the Old Testament, time and time again, you had the example of the good kings of Judah that did went after the way, lived after the ways of David, and were faithful and obedient to the things of God and the commandments and the law. And even when they were threatened by outside enemies, amen, like Hezekiah, they trusted in God for protection and to get the victory, and they were rewarded. But then you had cases where they didn't, and they try to bribe their enemies, amen, or get some other country to side with them by bribing them. In other words, saying that they didn't trust God, amen, to provide, to take care of them, as he said he would if they were obedient to him. So we see here faithlessness is a kind of motive for giving. Amen. In fact, Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9, Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9, says this: it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Amen. So we see then, as we're looking at carnal motives for giving, faithlessness. Amen. Other words, I'm doing something to get out. I'm giving to get outside help instead of relying on God. Is that your motive? Then it's carnal. Amen. It's a carnal motive. Then we want to look at another carnal motive for giving. Selfishness. Selfishness. Now, we looked at this verse last time when we were looking at spiritual motives for giving. And of course, That verse was Luke 6, verse 38. Look at Luke 6, verse 38. See what the Word of God has to say here. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So you can give to get something in return. It's like a perversion of this verse. You're giving. If you give spiritually, God has promised this. But this shouldn't be your motivation for giving to get something. Selfishness is to you give to get something in return. This is the motive used in prosperity preaching, whereby you give to God so that he can give you more than you gave and even more than you have. You hear these hucksters, these false social gospel preachers or preachers, a gospel of wealth and welfare and all of this. Oh, if you send in your money, God's going to mightily bless you. That feeds right into that motive, that selfish motive. If I give, I'm going to get something in return. Amen. You got to be very careful. Amen. Of why you, what your motivation is for giving. As we saw last time, the spiritual motives for giving, love, amen. You love God. You show your love for God by giving. Willingness, you want to give. Affection, you shows where your affection lies. Obedience, amen. We're commanded to give. Joy, liberality, security. These are all spiritual motives for giving, amen. But we've looked at today the carnal motives. Ask yourself, am I giving out of necessity, that I have to? Am I giving out of guilt? Am I giving out of fear? Am I giving to be recognized? Amen. By others. Am I giving to get some kind of influence? Amen. Am I giving because I can't rely on God? Faithlessness. I can't rely on God. And then we see selfishness. I'm going to give in order to get back what I gave and even more. Amen. So what we've seen is there are numerous carnal motives for giving, as you can see. They are not God honoring, and they will not be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. As the Lord said in Matthew, if your motivation for giving is a carnal one, as the Lord said in Matthew, you have your reward down here already. Well, that's all the time we have today on the Pastor Study. This is Brother Gino. I want to thank each and every one of you listening today for joining me for the Pastor Study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.